You need a time out. Go to your room. Timeouts are a common discipline technique used by parents, but authors of the best-selling book The Whole Brain Child say this method may do more harm than good. Brain scan images of the pain a child feels in isolation during a timeout look the same as brain images of physical abuse. Self-discipline cannot be taught by punishing. Even when done in a patient and loving manner, timeouts tend to teach children that when they make a mistake or are having a hard time, they'll be forced into isolation. Children, especially very young children, experience a separation as rejection. What they hear from adults is, "I only want to be with you and be there for you when you behave." Misbehavior is often a cry for attention or help, and when isolation is the punishment, children may just get angrier and their behavior more difficult to manage. Children desire connection with loved ones, especially in times of distress. Parents can still set clear limits by engaging in conversation and showing respect for a child's learning experience. When the next outburst happens, consider a time in. Sit with your child, talk about what happened, and comfort those big feelings she's struggling with. You'll accomplish much more together than apart. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.